Over the past decade, paleontologists have been puzzling over a set of fossil bones they've described as weird and bizarre. Now they've figured out what they belong to, a kind of a bird-like animal, which they're calling the chicken from hell. NPR's Christopher Joyce explains why.
Take a chicken, cross it with an ostrich, bulk it up to 500 pounds, and stretch it out to about 11 feet. Put a bony crest on its head like some ancient Greek helmet. Add a dinosaur tail, a pair of arms with 5-inch claws on the end. Finally, stick some feathers on it. Chicken from hell? Paleontologist Matt LaManna thinks the name fits.
If you were to take a time machine back to the end of the age of dinosaurs...
Fossil hunters love the idea of time machines.
...and encounter this animal, your first thought would probably be, what a big, weird-looking bird. I actually think Chicken from Hell is a pretty good nickname for this thing.
There's also this. The three new specimens LaManna has now put together were dug up from the Hell Creek Geological Formation in Montana and the Dakotas. So either way, the name works. And it's a lot snappier than the official name LaManna gave it, Anzu Wailii. LaManna's the top dino scientist at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. He says professional fossil hunters found the bones over a decade ago. One of them was Tyler Lyson, who grew up in North Dakota and now works at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History.
Starting as a young kid, I would go out with paleontologists who would come to the area, and they would hire me.
They pay you well?
No. $50 a day. And they worked me.
But in the sixth grade, that's not bad.
It was great. Yeah, before that, I had a lawn mowing business.
He quit mowing lawns. Fossils were more fun. Lyson's mother would pack a lunch and take a lawn chair out and watch while her son looked for bones in the Badlands. And one day, when he was in high school, Lyson found a big one, and then more of them. Other fossil hunters turned up yet more in the same vicinity. Most of these bones sat around in museums until LaManna got interested. He helped organize a group of scientists who spent years studying them. They knew about similar bird-like dinosaurs in Asia called oviraptors. These three new specimens were relatives, but bigger, stronger, and some different bone shapes, too. At the Smithsonian, there are now several drawers full of casts made from the hell chicken in an antique cabinet in the office of Hans Soos.
Here you have vertebrae, and here are some of the individual skull bones. So here, for instance, a nice brain case.
Soos is a curator of vertebrate paleontology at the museum. He hoists the skull. It's the size of a watermelon with this ridge-like bony crest on top. The lower jaw is a foot long. Like a bird, the dinosaur had no teeth. What it did have is a special hinge where the upper and lower jaws fit together.
So the jaw could sort of slide back and forth to cut food between the two halves of the beak.
Soos says that's the way rats chew. Who knew? Hell chicken probably ate vegetation, small animals maybe, and eggs. Certainly it was fast, with a thigh bone like a baseball bat and bony ridges where big muscles could attach.
This would have been a really big, massive drumstick.
And the shin bone is actually longer than the thigh bone.
That's always a dead giveaway for an animal that can run really fast.
Soos says the discovery, described in the journal PLOS One, shows how widely and wildly life forms evolved.
We had little bits and pieces of it. Now we have for the first time a complete picture what this creature looks like. Certainly a remarkably odd-looking creature.
Something the other Dr. Soos might well have invented. For Carnegie's Matt LaManna, the discovery shows that there are still new fossil surprises to be dug up.
What else is waiting for us out there in some of the far reaches of the world? And that's what's one of the most exciting things to me about being a dinosaur paleontologist.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News.